You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This segment is brought to you by Alan Gray. More than 50 years of long-term investing, Alan Gray is an authorized financial services provider. From warnings, we move to investments and we move to how to maximize the balance or the relationship between your risks and your returns. I'm joined on the line by the joint head of institutional clients at Alan Gray, Nick Curtin, to take a look at this. Good evening, Nick. Lovely to speak to you. When we look at investments, and particularly when we look at building investments and kind of the balance that you have to strike, how do you start to even think about dealing with your investment from a risk and return perspective?
Yeah, I think the first point to make is that this stuff it's quite hard, and I think we've kind of recognised that. So any of us who've tried to do it on our own will know that. You know, there's many different ways of trying to go about it, but in our view, the kind of first step is to find someone who's got a proven ability and has done it for a very long time, and you have confidence that they can keep doing it. It's a very complex relationship, this sort of risk and return moniker that we all use, and it's important that you use somebody who's got a kind of holistic ability to grasp these things and do it through different cycles.
Nick, when we look at some of the investment decisions that happen, as you said, sometimes we try to do it alone, we don't really get far with that, but there's also another way to do it. There's the way of exploring things like balanced funds, exploring portfolios where the construction of that portfolio or that fund in particular has already taken some of the risk out of it. Why would someone then kind of look at that and say, hang on, this might actually solve a lot of my problems and address my risk concerns?
Yeah, I think it's a kind of one size fits. So it's really complicated for the investor who sort of invests in the balanced fund. I think that's always been the kind of beauty of it. And then obviously the fund manager that you get money to does kind of all the hard work. So they're making the decisions around which asset classes, which geographies, which securities, and trying to work out how to best combine those to create a decent real return through time at an acceptable level of risk. So I think the way I think about it is just making sure that the right people are kind of making the right decisions, and trying to keep that almost as uncomplicated as possible, because there's a lot of value to having those decisions sitting in place, because we can cross the entire portfolio and get a better picture of what fits with what and what doesn't.
You were saying before we kind of disrupted the conversation that there were some considerations from a balanced fund perspective that you might want to keep in mind as an investor, especially when looking for the right kind of fund to suit your needs. What are those considerations?
Yeah, I think the first and foremost one is obviously a track record. The kind of proof is in the pudding, so to speak. But just because someone's been doing something for a long time doesn't necessarily mean they're still good at it. So there's a couple of other things that I think go into that. And one is just understanding the various market cycles that the balanced fund manager has managed assets through. Obviously, another important one is the people that are actually doing the job. So is there demonstrated succession or sort of multiple generations that it's been proven across? Often some people are very good at it, but there might be one or two people and you don't know if this is going to continue into the future. And then the ability to withstand business cycles. So I think that's the other important one. It's a pretty brutal industry. When performance is poor, clients take money away. It can be tough. So the ability for the organization to have enough stability to kind of withstand those pressures and stay standing and keep delivering returns through time. It's quite a rare combination when you apply those various filters.
Nick, when we think about these balanced funds, a lot of them are used in things like your retirement annuities and other kind of retirement products. Does this mean then that we should be considering, especially now at tax year end, maximizing what we put into these sorts of funds, understanding that, of course, their risk is taken into account? As you said, the fund manager might have a lengthy history as well and all of that. Is this a good kind of thing to be having a conversation with your financial advisor or whoever manages your assets at the moment to say, these are where I want to make the most of my tax benefits from, or at least maximizing my contributions into those before the year end is up?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it is that time here. So obviously the more we put away now, the more we're going to have in future where we need it. The old saying of, spend less, save more, do that as much as you can. We do have very attractive tax incentives to make those contributions. So you've got 27.5% of tax income that you contribute to refunds. There's a cap on that at 350,000 rand, but that doesn't affect that many people. And then, of course, there's tax-free investments where you have another annual allowance of 36,000 rand of tax income, subject to a lifetime cap of 500,000. That's a contribution you can make on an annual basis as well. So, especially following the two-part withdrawals last year, it would be a good time to start talking about and actually putting some money back into the system.
Mm. Nick, how do you think these balance funds are going to fare now in the increased volatility that we're seeing in the markets, in the world? I mean, geopolitics now look very different to what they did, say, 5, 10, even 15 years ago. But a lot of things have changed. We've got a lot of new rules coming out, new risks and new factors that fund managers have to deal with. How do you think balanced funds fare in this kind of environment?
Yeah, I think you're right. We're in the fancy term is an elevated risk environment. But we all forget that suddenly, we're dealing with the future, and the future is uncertain. It's almost impossible to know what's coming. And for fund managers, that's kind of always been the case. There's always been uncertainty. So that's our bread and butter. That's what you pay us for. And a balanced fund allows us sufficient flexibility, especially when we're managing, there's such a broad universe, and we can do it holistically to manage those appropriately at a portfolio level. So I think going forward, the kind of rewards are going to go to those who are probably better at managing risk as opposed to necessarily shooting for sort of outsized returns. And that's certainly how we're positioned and have been for the last year or two.
It's important to understand risk. It's important to understand how it affects your portfolio. And it's even more important to have the proper conversations when looking to build your funds and your investment objectives. I think we'll leave the conversation there, Nick. Thanks so much for those insights. We do apologize for that rather patchy line through to Nick. That was Nick Curtin, Joint Head of Institutional Clients at Allan Gray. The segment was brought to you by Allan Gray. More than 50 years of long-term investing. Allan Gray is an authorized financial services provider.
Imagine if you could save time like you save money. A second here, a minute there. Type a little faster, walk a little faster. Or you could stop scrolling on the internet. Just think of all the hours you'll save. Now what if you could take all that time and invest it? Watch it grow. Until eventually, one day, you'd have so much time that you wouldn't know what to do with it all. But unfortunately, time doesn't work like that. It can't be stored or banked. And unlike money, you can't make it back. That's why after 50 years of investing, we've learned that time is the greatest gift of all. And the good news is, if you invest early, time gives you money. And then money gives you more time to do whatever you want to do, even if it is scrolling on the internet. Allan Gray, long-term investing. Allan Gray is an authorized FSP.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.